Greetings. This is John Cook. I'd like to welcome you to the first of my messages on our company's new In Touch Easy Listening program. And I look forward to providing these interactive monthly updates to you. As I indicated in my letter to all of you describing how this program is intended to function, I hope you will use the opportunity at the end of my message to let me know what you think of what I say. Whether you leave your name or you decide to have your comments remain confidential and anonymous, I'm looking forward to receiving your feedback so that I can make my future messages as meaningful as possible for everyone. Today, I would like to take the opportunity to tell you a bit about some actions that are underway to improve communications throughout the company. They are in response to the very strong finding in our recent employee survey that the organization needs to do a much better job of communicating both upwards and downwards. The executive group established a task force to develop some recommendations about ways in which we could improve the flow of information, and I'm pleased to describe some of the new tools we have selected. First and foremost, we will very shortly be introducing a unique new program called In Touch. This program will enable you to provide feedback to management at any time from any place. And as described in the brochure that we will be mailing to you, any messages you send can be completely confidential and anonymous. I'm personally committed to reading every transcribed message we receive through the independent InTouch service, and I will be making certain that the messages are forwarded to the senior leader best able to address the ideas, questions, and concerns you raise. In addition to InTouch, we will soon be launching a new monthly publication called The Insider. The Insider will contain stories about company developments of general interest, and it will include a feature called Staying in Touch. This column will highlight some of the messages we receive and present our response. There will also be a Staying in Touch column added to the company's intranet site, which will be updated on a daily basis. Over the next several months, we expect to introduce several additional communications initiatives. And in the spirit of making our communications truly two-way, when you hear the tone at the end of this message, I hope you will feel free to share any ideas you may have about how we can address the communication challenge identified in the employee survey. I hope you found this to be indeed easy listening, and I look forward to receiving your feedback.